Certainly desire your prayers again this evening. Say it often because it's true. I'm completely dependent upon God.
Yes, Lord bless.
Can't do anything without Him. I'll certainly acknowledge my dependency this evening. I have a little thought I'd like to bring out. Pray that God would bless it. I'd like to ask the question, how many of us have ever been trying to get somewhere and have gotten lost? I imagine that's probably happened to most of us.
Yeah.
And if you recall times like that, that's not a good feeling, is it? When you're trying to get somewhere and you don't know where you're going and you're kind of helpless. And, you know, you may recall times like that and wonder, well, how did it happen? Maybe it was a scenario where you were following somebody else. And, you know, I've been times where maybe there were several cars that were following each other in a line, and maybe the light, traffic light or something, or somehow you got off from the rest of the group, and you just kind of off by yourself.
Yes.
Maybe it was a time where somebody gave you some specific directions, and it said, you just turn here, turn there. When you see this, turn there. And maybe you followed those directions to the T, but you didn't get where you needed to go. So it could have been one where somebody just gave you bad directions and they just, however you got there, it's not a good feeling. And I know there's a stereotype for men, and I'm sure I've been guilty of it. You know, we not know where we're going, and we look over at our wives maybe or somebody else that we're traveling with and say, oh, we'll figure it out. Well, I know if I just turn here or turn there, we'll get to where we need to go. And I know I've done it times where I just say, okay, all right, you're right. I need to just ask somebody so they can help me find out where I need to go. You know, there might maybe also times maybe where you just took a wrong turn.
Yeah.
You had the directions and they were right there before you, and you just maybe you couldn't read the streets, or maybe the streets wasn't labeled, and you just took a wrong turn and you just didn't know where you were. I know maybe some of the young folks, we just nowadays, and I do it too now. We pull out these devices and we pull up our app, and it just gives us direction, just step by step, doesn't it? When you get here, it'll even give you warnings when you're getting close. In a quarter of a mile, you turn here. I was dependent on this today, getting here.
Yeah.
But you know, there was a time when there wasn't GPS.
Right.
It wasn't on our phone. It wasn't in the car. Used to have an old trusty map.
Atlas.
Or Atlas. And I remember when I was just getting started working in California, in Los Angeles. And there were times where I had to go to different city agencies to submit drawings for certain things in my profession. And there used to be something called a Thomas Guide. Some of you may know. It was about this thick. And it just had, it was page after page of streets. And it let you know. And you know what? There was something about studying a map or an atlas, because it gave you a sense of knowing how to get where you were going before you left. It's not like these devices are now that, okay, you have no idea. You can just be oblivious.
Right.
Are you going east or west? I don't know. What does it tell me? We used to have to know, okay, I have a general idea.
Right.
I'm going to head in this direction. And I'm going to go east or forever, however long. And I need to be on the lookout for this particular street. or this particular highway, whatever it might be. So we had a sense of, or an idea where we were going even before we got started. It's a little bit different nowadays, isn't it? But you know what? Things happen with these sometimes.
Yeah.
I've been reliant on this before, and you know what? It'll say, GPS signal lost. Or sometimes you might turn a different way, and it'll say, recalculating, and it'll tell you, turn here, turn there. It's a good idea to kind of have a sense of, where am I going?
Right. Yes.
Where I don't want to get lost. I want to know
where
I'm going.
That's right.
You know, we can all understand that. That's a real simple thing to understand in a natural sense. You know, it's not a good feeling to be lost in a natural sense. You know, something that's even worse?
Yeah.
It's being lost spiritually.
Yeah, that's right.
That's even worse.
Yes.
Let's read an account, familiar text of Scripture, in the 15th chapter of Luke. I'm going to begin reading at verse 11. Luke 15 and 11. Again, a very familiar text of Scripture. No doubt a Scripture that we have read many, many times.
And he said a certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, Father,
give me the portion of goods that falleth to me.
And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country.
Let's pause here for a moment. I get the sense as we read through this story that one son, this must have been something that he'd been thinking about for some time.
Yes.
This isn't just something that one day he just woke up and he decided, oh, Father, I want you to give me all that's mine. I imagine this was something that maybe was on his mind for some time. And he just, maybe it took a little courage for him to say, I'm going to go. Maybe he just thought, maybe being held back here. I need to get out on my own. So he took the courage. He said, give me what's mine. And it soon seemed like just a few days after he got it, he was gone. Let's continue, please.
And there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land.
I want to pause again for a moment. Think about a hard working father. I imagine it took a lot of effort and time to build up kind of his net worth or whatever he had. And here he bestowed his son what was due him. You think about the time comparison of the effort and the time that it took to build that up and how quickly that young man went through it.
Yes.
Didn't seem like it took very long.
No.
He wasn't thinking about that effort and all that was put out for him. He just, give me what's mine, I'm gone, I'm out of here. Let's continue reading, please.
And he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. And he sent him into his fields to feed swine.
What a change. What a difference.
Yeah.
He had it, seemed like he must have had it pretty good. Seems like it, but now he's wasted all that was given to him, and now he's feeding swine.
Yeah.
Kind of a change of circumstances, isn't it?
Let's continue.
And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine had eaten.
And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat.
And no man gave unto him.
And no man gave unto him.
And when he came to
himself. Pause there for a moment. You could imagine in your mind this scenario. He must have been pretty hungry.
Yeah.
Real hungry. The growling stomach. Sometimes we get hungry and our stomach will talk to us. I imagine his stomach was talking to him. And as he's feeding those pigs, I could imagine him just taking that and about to lift it up to his mouth. And he just, wait, what am I doing? What am I doing here?
Yeah.
What am I about to do? You know what's important here? The fact that he came to his senses.
Yes.
That he didn't go as far as the, cause it, what, it almost to a point of no return, so to speak.
Yes.
But he came to his senses and he realized, I can't.
Yeah.
This is too far. This is too far. I am not willing to go this far.
Read, please.
He said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish.
How many hired servants of my father have bread to spare, have bread enough and to spare, and I perish. Think about, in other words, they have food left over. Maybe even throw some of it away. And those are his servants. I'm starting to, maybe some things started to trigger in his mind that, I really had it pretty good.
Yes.
When I'm thinking about the state that I'm in right now and the condition I'm in, and I'm remembering my father's servants and how well they have it, and look at what I'm doing. I can't do this anymore.
Read, please.
I will arise and go to my father. I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven.
Said, I will arise and go to my father and say, I have sinned against heaven. Think about that. He, you know what?
He made up in his mind, you know, I'm going to look foolish. But I am willing.
Yes.
I'd rather look foolish than to do what I'm about. It's to sit here and eat the food that pigs are eating. I'd rather come back crawling on my hands and knees than to partake of this.
Continue, please.
I have sinned against heaven and before thee.
I have sinned against heaven. He planned it out in his mind. He already had in his mind what he was going to say.
You could imagine him rehearsing it in his mind. Sometimes maybe we have things that we have to do, maybe that are a little bit uncomfortable. Maybe we have to talk to somebody about something, and we rehearse it in our mind, don't we?
Yeah.
We say, okay, I'm going to say this, and do we anticipate, well, what are they going to say in return? And maybe we'll play those scenarios in our mind. I can imagine that's what happened here. Mm-hmm. He said, okay, let me plan this out. Let me get these words. I want to say, make sure I say the right words, because I want my father to accept me as one of his servants. So I want to make sure that all the words that I say are correct. And may he was probably thinking, well, what if he says this? What if he says that? I need to be ready and have something ready to say in return.
Continue to read, please.
And am no more worthy to be called thy son.
So he just said, I got it. I think I got it. I'm just going to tell him, Father, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy to even be your son.
Make me as one of
servants. Just make me a servant.
Yes.
If you just make me a servant, I'll be far better off than the condition I'm in right now.
Right.
Just a servant. That's all I want to be.
And he arose and came to his father.
He arose and he came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off,
his father saw him.
Let's pause here for a moment. You know, that father had every right to just see him and turn around and go back inside.
Yes.
Think about what he did. He said, give me what's mine. Whatever's going on here, I'm through with it. I'm gone.
Right.
I haven't had any of my children leave home yet. But I would imagine if they left on terms like that, it would be very difficult to accept them back.
Oh, but this father says was moved with compassion.
Yes, thank the Lord.
What did he do? He stayed there. He waited for him. He said, come on. What did he do?
He ran and fell on his neck.
And kissed him.
Imagine it wasn't just a little jog or a fast stroll.
Yeah.
He probably really got on it and just took off. And just, you know, sometimes you run too fast. He probably had to kind of slow down a little bit so he wouldn't knock him over.
Yeah.
And just grab, oh, my son, you're back.
Yes.
You're back.
Read, please. We're going to read down through verse 24.
And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven.
He had it. He had rehearsed this, right? So he said, Father, I have sinned against heaven.
And in thy sight. And am no more worthy
to be called thy son.
But the father said to his servants,
Bring forth the best robe.
And put it on him.
And put a ring on his finger.
And put shoes on his feet.
And bring hither the fatted calf.
Kill it. And let us eat. And be merry. For this my son was dead. And is alive again.
He was lost and is found.
And they began to be merry.
Thank the Lord.
What a wonderful story.
Yes.
Here this son was just, he was gone. He was lost. But he found his way back.
Yes, thank the Lord.
He found his way back. Was it easy? No. It wasn't easy for him. But he found his way back.
Yes.
What a... It's just, he took some effort from him. Took some compassion on the father's side too, didn't he? This story has so many different spiritual lessons that we can glean out of it. When we think about our Heavenly Father and how He's standing there with open arms. How when maybe we have had occasion to have a relationship with Him and we've gone away, but He's just still standing there.
Yes, thank the Lord.
He's standing there. With open arms. You know, thinking about again being lost and maybe going down a wrong path, making a wrong turn. You know, you could be doing that and think, I'll turn down here and I think I can still get there. You know, there's a verse in Proverbs that talks about a way that seems right. I think I can get there.
Yeah.
It seems like I need to go in this general direction. So I think if I turn here, that I can make it there. Let's turn to the 14th chapter of Proverbs and the 12th verse. There is a way which seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. You know what? Maybe in the beginning, it might seem like I'm going to be all right.
Yeah.
This path that I'm going down is not the path that I know I need to go down, but it's just off just a little bit. And at the beginning, maybe it might be all right. It might be. But somewhere down the line, it just gets further and further and further and further away from where the direction that we need to go. So it seems like it would get me where I need to go. But pretty soon, the end of it, at the beginning, it might look like it. But then at the end, it's the complete opposite of where we desire to be. What about shortcuts? Sometimes we have just direction that I know how to get from here to there, and I know it, I've done it, and it works. Maybe somebody will tell you, oh, you go that way, that's so far, don't you know about this shortcut? You can just go down this way and go down that way, and you can still get there. There's such thing as spiritual shortcuts. That's a trap of the enemy, isn't it? There's no shortcut. There's no easy way. The way that the one way. There is but one true way. That's the way. It's not a shortcut to get around this and get around that. You don't have to go through all that. You don't have to deal with this. You don't have to do that. You can try it, but it's not going to get you where you need to go.
That's right.
It's going to take you off course at some point and some time. You know, you think about that. Sometimes we try to convince ourselves of things. Are we willing to do that? For our my soul? Am I willing to try to convince myself that if I go down this direction, that I'm going to be all right? You know, we may be successful in convincing ourselves, but are you going to convince God? You going to tell God at the judgment that this way is all right? Lord, help us. The way that seems right is not the way that we want to go. You know, being spiritually lost, that's a temporary separation from God. It's not a good place to be in, but there's still hope, isn't there? As long as there's life and as long as there's breath, if I'm spiritually lost, then I can still find my way. You know, sometimes you have to go back to where you know where you need to go. I know if I get back to this point and then continue in the path and the direction that I need to go, that I'll get to where I want to go, rather than trying to figure out some other kind of way. No, there's hope for us.
Yes, thank the Lord.
There's hope for us.
Yes.
In Matthew, the 18th chapter and the 11th verse. Says, for the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost.
Yes, praise the Lord.
How think ye? If a man have 100 sheep, and one of them be gone astray, doth he not leave the 99, and goeth into the mountains, and seeketh for that which is gone astray? And so be that he find it, verily I say to you, he rejoiceth more of the sheep than of the 99 which went not astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of his little ones should perish.
Yes.
He's concerned about just one lost soul.
That's right.
Just one.
Just one.
He's concerned if there's just one
that's
out just
I don't know where I'm at, Lord. He's there to fight.
Yes, amen.
He's standing there
right.
with open arms
yes.
just for one.
That's right.
Is there just one? Just one tonight that is lost, that wants to return to Father's house? You know, we talked about being spiritually lost. There's still hope. As long as there's life and as long as there's breath.
Yeah.
Because there's something that's even worse than that.
That's right.
And that's being eternally lost.
Yes.
And that means complete separation from God. Not something that's just temporary. I'm completely and forever separated from God. And there is no hope. That's too late then.
Yes, it is.
That's too late. May the Lord help us. May
yes.
we be stirred in our hearts.
Yes,
is there just one lost soul that wants to return back to Father's house? I desire your prayers. I want to be faithful. Appreciate your time and your attention this evening.